Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We need more of that.
Yeah, man.
More ha ha.
Whatever you call it, what do you call that?
We need like, more breath.
Like a satisfied breath.
Yeah, we need more breath.
They used to be everywhere. Not anymore.
They need it, man.
I know.
You need more mouth action in music.
In life, I think. Across the board.
Yeah. Never mind.
Who couldn't go for a little bit more mouth action? That's what we provide from 11 to 2 every day.
Yeah.
Andy and Randy in the midday shows, hitting you with some mouth action.
Yeah.
We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. College Football Corner just a minute from now also.
The red helmets that the Falcons are wearing, that's Bartowski them, right? Or is that Deion? That's Deion them. That red.
Yeah, I think both.
Yeah, I think it's both, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I think both.
Because they were showing clips of Deion. I saw the Falcons Deion. I'm like, them white jerseys are just nasty.
They are.
They're so cold. Yep. And I mean, and again, because they're showing the Bucks and the Seahawks their last game as far as them wearing their vintage, whatever you want to call them. Like, is there, like, what is, like, Nike can make the jerseys or whoever makes the jerseys. So my thing is, like, whose call is it? Is it the NFL saying that, no, we don't want you to bring those back because, like, it's my damn uniform. Why can't we just wear them? Is it Mr. Blank don't want that error or whatever? I never have gotten that.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I don't know the answer to it. It does to me feel like we're going because now it used to be like you could do it once a year.
Yeah.
Now you can do it 3 times a year, 5 times a year, something like that. It seems like we're getting pretty close to college football. Where it's just like, whatever
the hell y'all want to wear.
Whatever retro, maybe you have a new one. Because that's the thing, too, now. Like, it's not just retros. You had Buffalo wearing the all-whites the other night.
So ugly.
I agree with that. But I'm trying to think, what team has the biggest gap between their throwbacks and their current? The throwbacks, because the Falcons are close.
Yeah.
Because the current uniforms are just so bland. Like, there's just nothing about it.
Abe said the Chargers. No, because, like, they're, like, we wore the powder blues, but these aren't really powder bluish to me.
I know, it's a weird hybrid.
Yeah,
yeah. Because when you guys, the Chargers started reincorporating that back into the mix, and it was like, wear those.
Yeah, it was usually night game.
Yeah.
Yeah, televised night game. But, yeah, so those are the powder blues. Like, what they're wearing now.
It's almost like an electric blue. Yeah,
can't get my head around it. So the Rams blue was off a little bit, too.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's an L.A. thing. I don't know. Maybe it's an L.A. thing. But, I mean, that's about it, though, right?
The problem with the Bucks is, like, I don't think the creamsicles are great. I don't know. Maybe people missed them. I don't know.
But I think that's what it is.
But the Bucks' current uniforms are terrible also.
But
it's like graphite gray and red. Like
I remember when they went to those, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
all right.
Oh, okay. That was what y'all went to.
It looks like XFL.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, man. But, yeah, I just – when I saw that when I saw the video of Deion in that white jersey, I was like, man, they need to. Those things, they're damn blooded.
They have the option to have the best uniform combo in the NFL.
Yes.
Every single
Everybody
weekend.
Loves the red helmet.
And the black one, too. I think the red one's sharper.
Yes.
But, like, if you're going to mix it up and have different things to try to sell more merchandise, which is what it is.
Yes.
Like, the NFL wants to have as many different options for people to buy as possible. The black one's good, too. The all blacks with those 90s Falcons uniforms, the black helmet, black jersey. I mean,
woo-hoo.
I don't know. They don't ask us, but they are wearing the red ones on Monday night, which would be great, and it'll be on national TV, and everyone will have the same conversation all over again, which is, oh, these are awesome. Why don't they wear them all the time? And then they'll go back to the other ones the next week. They do play well when they wear those jerseys too. I know that that's not like a real thing, but it's also a fact. Like they're 13-5 in the last 18 games they've worn the throwbacks.
Really?
Alabama's 11-2 when Kalen DeBoer wears a black hoodie on the sideline.
Say again?
Alabama, as we transitioned to the college football corner, I was just trying to find a way to do this, and I found it. Alabama Crimson Tide under Kalen DeBoer, 11-2 when he wears the black Alabama hoodie on the sideline. 1-3 when he doesn't.
I would wear the black hoodie.
Wear the black hoodie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Pretty simple. Yeah.
I'm sure somebody stole him back.
He's got to know.
Yeah, I'm somebody sure.
Remember last year they lost a couple games and people were mad.
Oh my God, she looked sloppy.
Yeah.
Nick Saban was all shirt tucked in with the polo. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. He's looked less sloppy.
Yeah, that's why they're losing.
He's looked less sloppy.
Yeah, right.
They got a big one
on
Saturday. They're headed up to Columbia to take on the undefeated Missouri Tigers, 5-0, 14th ranked in the country. I did hear a question asked to Kalen DeBoer during his press conference earlier this week of how do you avoid falling into the trap game mentality. It's like, trap game? They're going on the road to play an undefeated ranked team. What are we talking about?
You know them noon kickoffs, man.
I will say
the noon kicks.
Noon kick, and last year, they won all their home games. Mm-hmm. When Alabama lost the games that they lost last year, they were, and not even against teams as talented as Missouri, you know, they're going up to Vanderbilt and losing that game. Or they're going up to Oklahoma and losing that game. To me, as he sort of tries to build, I won't say back, because I don't know that there was ever any, to try to build trust with the Alabama fans, these are the type of games that you have to win.
Yeah,
last couple at home are great, but you got to win this one, too. Well, I guess they won in Athens.
Bo Pradula is playing really good, Bunk. That's what we talked earlier this week. Like Notre Dame, Penn State people are talking about the wrong quarterback league because he's playing his ass off. Ahmad Hardy might be the best back in SEC.
Statistically, he is.
Yeah, he is toting that. Like my boy Big Foss would say, he toting that tater. You know, and they're able, they got doing some good things on defense, obviously, which Mizzou's always had, like, just good defensive players. But I think, you know, this is another step for, you know, Ty Simpson, Kalen DeBoer, obviously the offensive line. They got jammed back. They're getting the ball to the receivers. Can they go in there and leave no doubt who they are? And I'm talking Bama. Can they just go in there and leave no doubt? It's going to be, like, again, noon kick on the road at a really good team and a really, really good venue.
Yep.
Can they not, you know, because they, I mean, two back-to-back feeling yourself wins. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the better team in both of those games against Georgia and against Vanderbilt. Yeah. Now you're going on the road up there.
The thing about this one, too, is, like, you could play good and lose.
Yes.
Like, Missouri's a good team.
Missouri's very good. They're a good team.
This isn't that same thing we were talking about last year with the Oklahoma or whatever else it was. Like, Missouri's really good. They've got really good players, and they've been good. Like,
this is a good team.
Eli Drinkwitz, they've won, like, 11 and 12 games the last couple of years. Like, I don't know.
Remember 3 years ago, they were talking about getting up out of there.
He's an odd fella. I think we can all agree on that.
He's an odd duck.
He's an odd duck, but he wins.
Duck.
He wins games. Ohio State also at noon. They're traveling to Champaign, Illinois to take on the Illini. Yeah, absolutely. And Ohio State, you know, I mean, they're undefeated. They obviously got the win in the first game against Texas, which everyone was hyping up. Texas didn't look quite like what people thought they were going to. I thought they looked really impressive against Washington a couple weeks ago as well, in a tough place to play. And now they get another opportunity against a ranked team to show out. I think Illinois is good, but I don't think they can beat Ohio State.
I think I lost a lot of – I mean, somebody wore off on me how they got their asses handed to them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, these noon kicks on the road – and it's going to be hostile because you got Ohio State coming in there. You said they got the what's the thing?
Oh
called?
God, dang! It's the Illy Buck.
The Illy Buck.
The Illy Buck.
I mean, the Illy Buck is
when
a
they
fake
get together.
Rat, a fake rat, right?
It's a turtle.
Oh, okay, fake turtle.
Yeah, it's a little turtle.
A fake turtle.
I don't know
that they're playing.
This
for.
Is what I'm new to. I'm new to the Big Ten, Randy.
Oh, I'm
a couple
bad.
Years in.
My bad. Yes,
but all these matchups have like trophies.
Yes, can Altmyer outplay Sands? I think that's going to be the key.
Yeah.
Because I still think Omar is a very good quarterback.
I do too. I don't know that he's going to look great against that defense.
Yes.
And I think Ohio State's defense, I don't know. You probably, Miami, obviously. Oklahoma's got a great defense. There's a handful of them. Ohio State's talking about,
I saw Brady earlier this week. I can't think of his name. Their top pass rusher, you're supposed to be back for this game. So, I mean, they're going to get after it.
They haven't allowed a touchdown in the red zone.
They just can't. I mean, the biggest thing with Ohio State is they're superior to Illinois. You can't, just like I think Alabama is superior to Mizzou, you can't come down to where they are because that gives them an opportunity. You go out there and just go in and kick their mouth in, then you're good to go. You're good to go. But I still like Ohio State to win this one.
No, I do too. I think Ohio State's much better. 14.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like and yeah, exactly. Vegas agrees. Alabama, Missouri, 2.5. Ohio State, Illinois, 14.5.
Yeah.
Georgia, Auburn, 3.5.
Yeah.
They think that one's going to be a barn burner too.
I know what was it for.
Well, you know, either way.
Either way.
That's a tight line.
Yeah.
I see 3.5 here.
Okay. No problem. I mean, you go on a road in the SEC, it's going to be like that. It's a rivalry game. And again, they are in a position just like Kalen DeBoer was. There's pressure on the coach, from the fans. There ain't no more pressure than anybody on Hugh Freeze right now. You know what I mean?
When's the last time there was an Auburn coach that didn't have pressure on him? Like, when's the last time an Auburn coach got a good night's sleep?
Terry Bowden.
Like, after, Cam won the national championship.
They were coming for Terry, so they knew eventually that was going to run out.
Even after Cam won the national championship, everyone was like, I don't trust that guy.
Hell no.
See what it looks like when Cam's gone.
And then you saw.
And yes.
Yes. You saw what it looked like. It was awful. I was like, what the hell was that?
Oh, yeah. Also, Oregon hosts Indiana.
That's going to be a good game.
We'll talk about that one as
well.
That's
going to be a game.
I think, yeah. I hope it's a good game. I could see. I think Oregon's really good, man.
They were really good last year.
They
got a better quarterback. I do believe you when you say that. I think he's a better quarterback. Touchdown and half spread. So 7.5. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see that. I think Oregon's, they're very good. This is just another test for them.
Well, this is one of those ones for me. There's a couple of them on Saturday where it's like, all right, like if Oregon handles their business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Business in a convincing way against Indiana. Then you start being like, all right, these are the teams that are Miami. Oregon. Yes. I don't know who else you maybe want to put up there, but it's an opportunity for them to make that kind of statement. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.